Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. June 29th, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. When World War I broke out, almost everyone expected it to be a short war. The war started in August, and the German Kaiser told his men that they would be home before the leaves fell from the trees. Almost nobody expected that war to last beyond Christmas. But they were all horribly wrong. Of course, as you know, World War I ground on for more than 4 years. It killed 10 million soldiers and another 10 million civilians. It ripped apart European society. It brought us communist Russia, and eventually its after effects brought us Nazi Germany as well. In a lot of ways, you could say that Western civilization actually peaked just before 1914 and has yet never recovered. If any country involved in that war knew what the outcome was going to be, none of them would have fought it, not even the supposed winners. Well, right now, Europe is fighting in another war, this time in Ukraine. It's the largest European war since World War II, 80 years ago. And once again, everyone expected this war to be a short one, over in a matter of days or weeks. But here we are, 4 months later, and there's no end in sight to this conflict. Tens of thousands of people have died, and chances are tens of thousands more will die. Who knows? Before it's all over, maybe hundreds of thousands could die. Doesn't matter. The Biden administration has basically written a blank check to have us, you and me, fund this war for as long as it takes. They're pushing Ukraine into complete destruction, total annihilation, thorough decimation, and ultimately it will likely cost us hundreds of billions of dollars. It's like repeating Afghanistan all over again. And all along the way, we're going to cause a global food and energy crisis and crash the global economy as part of the bargain. All of this to protect a Ukrainian government that is completely corrupt and undemocratic in the best of times, and basically served as the Biden family's personal piggy bank. And now it seems that it might even be worse than that, if you can imagine that even being possible. Thanks to all of this pro-Ukraine propaganda blasting all over your television, a lot of people, simps from right here in America, ran off to Ukraine to volunteer with the Ukrainian forces. Well, now there's new online horrific videos emerging suggesting that the Azov Battalion, you know, the Nazis, may have killed American mercenaries fighting alongside them in Mariupol and then cremated them to try and hide the evidence that they were ever there, either to avoid a diplomatic incident or to avoid lowering morale if they were publicly captured. Edward Zoll is with us now to discuss more on this. Edward, you're saying that Americans are now being killed by Ukrainians on Ukrainian soil.
Yes, by Joe Biden's ISIS. That's what the Azov Battalion truly are. It's not just that they are carving swastikas into the bellies of young girls as sport for these cannibals. No, it's that this group is actually a terrorist cell. Terrorist cells spread throughout most of the country. And in respect to what you just shared, there is now proof that as the Russians were moving in on the Azov steel plant, this was in Mariupol, it was the last holdout of one of the major Azov battalion forces. They were holding out, they refused to surrender. And what we were finding out now, because of an independent journalist who's gone to the scene, he's gone to the scene to look at the wreckage, look at the remainder, the what remains of the holdout, what the entire world was being told to pray for, to try to help, send money to support. What we're finding when we go into the tunnels of these monsters, is that apparently an order was put out by one of the colonels in the Azov battalion that no foreign, and specifically U.S. mercenaries, are to be allowed to be left alive, to be captured. Now, the part of this that's interesting is some of the U.S. mercenaries did survive. We're going to get to that in just a moment. The video that you're seeing right here on screen, this is inside one of the underground bases for the Azov battalion. And what we now know, according to this reporter and the Azov battalion captured members who have said this is true, the Americans who are serving with the Ukrainians, I say serving, helping the terrorists, helping Joe Biden's ISIS, they were not only murdered in cold blood at that, they were then burned, hopefully not alive, and stuffed in fridges. What you're seeing is the remains of one of these makeshift morgues or crematoriums. They literally burned them alive, burned their bodies for those who are dead. And what we have right here is a passport. This is unlike the passports that Bernard Carrick found at the steps of the Twin Towers on 9/11. These ones burned. This is a burnt U.S. passport. We can't make out the face, but you can tell. Look at that zoomed in right there. That's a U.S. passport. Oh, and guess what? This is an American's ribcage right here. These are the bones of our former soldiers who went to go fight for Ukraine, fight for Joe Biden's ISIS.
This blood, these dead Americans, these deaths, the end of their lives rests solely on the hands of the U.S. media. They are responsible for what you are seeing on the screen. This rib cage, this passport, this burnt passport, these lives, God only knows how many people actually made it to Ukraine, but there are a lot. And these people went there to fight a war that we have no business in, that we have no business funding, that we made billions of dollars in donations to without our express consent, all because of a propagandist media, because of Fox News, because of CNN, because of Newsmax, because of OAN, because of all of the major broadcast networks, because of every single cable news network that's out here simping for Ukraine and lying about Russia. They are lying about Vladimir Putin. They are lying about the causes of the war. They're lying about the actual events of the war. They're lying about the purpose of the war. They're lying about the potential outcome of the war. They're lying and putting us in directly into the path of what could be World War III. And because of that, people with a heart, Americans, who believe this nonsense crap that they're fed. By the way, the same people that talk people into going into these injection clinics and getting an injection of mRNA gene-altering death serum, that propaganda machine has now forced good-hearted, gullible, weak-minded Americans to grab their guns and head to Ukraine and die like this. This blood is on the hands of this media, period.
And Stu, it's actually even coming from the testimony of some of the captured U.S. mercenaries. Now, not all of them have been murdered in this manner, and it was murder. What would we say if the Russians were killing our soldiers or our mercenaries? We would be calling for a declaration of war. I'm sure there have been U.S. soldiers that have died at the hands of the Russians because we're playing an advisory role. An advisory role. What does that mean when you're helping a country like Ukraine, a puppet state, okay? What it means is our forces are engaged already in a forum, a proxy war with Russia. But here's the thing. The very force that you just noted that we spent at least $40 billion for, and the force that Joe Biden is committing $5 billion a month to keep supporting, they're murdering our soldiers. Now, this is the thing. We have the names of some of the mercenaries, and I'm not going to put them out there. Their families know what's happened to them. Many have gone missing. Many have gone into the Legion. That's what they called this, the Foreign Legion. I'm sorry. You were working for Legion, okay, the devils of this world. Now, one of the men is a U.S. Marine. This is Andy Hyun. This is identified by the U.S. Sun. But this is one I want you to focus on. A man by the name of Alexander John Robert Druk. Alexander John Robert Druk. He's an Iraqi war veteran. He's from Alabama. Now, why this man is important? First of all, guess what his specialty is? He's not a mechanic. He's not someone who maybe works on aircraft. This is a chemical warfare specialist. What in the world was he doing with the Azov Battalion? Well, Stu, this is him when he's in the military. This is him now.
No, as I said, they gave me money for while I was training there. The other two contracts, there was a verbal agreement that we would receive payment, but I never received payment to my knowledge. I would say to them, don't make the same mistake that I did. You know, make sure that you're better informed. And that needs to guide their decision one way or the other. For me, I realize that this is not my war. It's probably not their war, but that's a decision they have to make by themselves. I would just say, make sure you know what you're getting into.
Apparently, he didn't know what he was getting into.
Oh, what he said in the extension of this, about a four-minute-long clip that I pulled this from, Stu, he says that he watched TV to get informed about this. Look, patriots, Christians, we know we have to have discernment. But patriots in this country, those I hope are on the route to salvation, you can't be listening to CNN or Fox News to get your information. You laid off a bunch of conservative outlets who misinformed this man. Now, he specifically, in the extended version of this, pointed out CNN and others. He said international news outlets made him aware of this war, and he wanted to go help in it. We're going to take this man at face value. It was literally the media that has now put him into this situation. He owns part of it, but who owns the propaganda? And why are we paying for this? As you heard this man say, by the way, Stu, he said he was promised money, but none has come to him. Where is all this money going? $40 billion. You and I are paying through the teeth for gas, for food. A global famine is upon this nation. Yet we're still paying this money to Ukraine that's not going to the front lines, not paying for the alleged foreign legion. I mean, if this was the only issue, it'd be one thing. But Stu, what we are seeing from reporters on the ground, and this one is actually from the Ukrainian newspaper. Did you know that the Azov Battalion, Joe Biden's ISIS, is also now assassinating members of the Ukrainian government? This is straight out of the Capitol this week. A deputy head in their parliament named Alexei Kovalev, he was shot dead by Azov hitmen. These men who are kind of angry, they're kind of really not too happy about the fact they didn't receive quote-unquote support and others. And what was Ukraine going to do? They're fighting the predominant superpower in that region. Well, they were angry and they took it out on a member of parliament. This would be like someone killing Nancy Pelosi or killing Kevin McCarthy because they were angry about not getting support in Syria, okay? In respect to this, the Azov Battalion, these rabid ISIS dogs that Joe Biden has fueled, well, they're now loose and they're murdering Zelensky's own cabinet.
Unbelievable. And the economic fallout from this, if not more horrific than the deaths, is equally as horrific. Russia has played a brilliant stroke here, to be honest with you. China and India are now buying almost all of the extra oil that the West was currently buying. Russian production is way up. Are Russian sanctions working? No. The ruble has jumped 45% against the dollar since January, with $1 worth 53.45 rubles as of Tuesday. 45%! The Russian currency is booming. Google it if you don't believe me. And who got us screwed? Who got us screwed? Who's screwed now? Us and Europe. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say, Stu, this has become the focal point of our national security instead of the famine. And I'm looking at this and saying, we know for a fact, actually, based on the exports coming out of Ukraine, it's 1/6, down 44% at least year over year, about 1/6 of the tonnage of grain now coming to the United States and other countries. Because we're so rich, it won't hit us right away. It'll hit Africa and other countries first. But there is a famine coming. But here's the thing. Today, Stu, there was a summit, yet another NATO summit. NATO was formed as this bloc to fight against communism. I don't know if it ever really accomplished this, but today I have no idea what we're paying for. Today, Stu, once again, Volodymyr Zelensky presented why you and I have to pay for this war, this $5 billion a month war. I'm sorry. I don't care about Volodymyr Zelensky and his country. I care about my country. But Stu, they made it pretty clear what this is truly about. It's about globalism. It's about maintaining an Illuminati world order based out of Brussels, based out of London, based out of all the places where they rape kids. We know this from the Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein trial, okay? But this is what Volodymyr Zelensky said at the NATO summit today.
This is not a war being waged by Russia against only Ukraine. This is a war for the right to dictate conditions in Europe, for what the future world order will be like.
За право диктувати умови в Європі, за те, яким буде майбутній світовий порядок. Тому
that's why it's absolutely necessary to support Ukraine, even now with weapons, finances, and political sanctions against Russia, which will stop its ability to pay for the war.
Meanwhile, Russia and China and India, the entire Middle East, they're crushing it. And we are at their mercy while Vladimir Putin stands between this new world order, this criminal banking cabal, and freedom.
Well, Stu, as many Americans are looking at this saying, well, don't you have a heart? Don't you have a heart? Don't you care about what's happening in Ukraine? Of course we do. We're Christians. Of course we pray for peace. Peace would come from the Ukrainians surrendering. But Stu, every dime we send, you and I, we're going to spend the 4th of July with our families. I mean, you with your kids, me with hopefully my niece, if I get to, then there'll be kids around. We're going to be playing. We're going to be playing football. You know, all these things, trying to spend time. Why I bring this up? Americans who are spending what little they have to try to spend time with their family over this coming weekend, guess what you have spent away money toward? This is what the kids in Ukraine are doing. They're learning to become sappers. They're learning to become paramedics for the Azov Battalion. You see here, this isn't kids getting to enjoy their lives. They're literally employing child soldiers in Ukraine. And again, Joe Biden and the Republicans, too, because you remember, they helped pay for this. They're over at this summit, too. They helped pay for a new ISIS, a new terror cell, a new demonic world order. I refuse to carry on with this. But I think you join me in that respect. We pray against these demons.
Yeah, we do. And I'm praying for everybody in this media, too, that they'll get their heads screwed on straight and repent and walk away from these lies and this propaganda and this entire facade that they're pulling off on the American people. Edward Saul, I appreciate you being here so much. Coming up on The Stu Peters Show, the name Carrie Madej might be familiar with you. Dr. Carrie Madej, one of those videos where she interviewed here on The Stu Peters Show, soaring well over 3 million views from back in just September. That video was on our Best of 2021 series. She was involved, we have now confirmed, in a serious plane crash. Mysterious circumstances surrounding that. Erin Elizabeth will join us upcoming next as The Stu Peters Show continues in just 60 seconds with details on Dr. Carrie Madej. Stand by. While the countless number of billions of dollars is going to fund this proxy war in Ukraine, while billions of dollars are being sucked out of this economy by illegal aliens, while billions of dollars is being spent to fund big pharma and media conglomerates to blast these injections into your arms, billions of dollars are being drained from your pockets through your IRAs, your 401ks, your retirement accounts to fund all of it. You're being ripped off. This is government theft. Protect your retirement savings with gold and silver. Do it right now. Call my good friends at Gold Co. 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. This is your money, the money that you have worked hard to earn and even harder to save, and it's at imminent risk. Do yourself the necessary favor. Call my good friends at Gold Co. 855-706-GOLD. When you do, you'll get up to $10,000 or more in free silver with a qualified account. Call Gold Co. right now. Protect yourselves. It is a must. 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. It's Wednesday. That means that it's time for your questions answered by Dr. Jane. Dr. Jane has been here since nearly the beginning, actually exposing this satanic medical cabal for what they are, the medical industrial complex. And now she's answering your personal questions. You can find her in her Telegram directly at Dr. Jane Ruby. It's all powered, by the way, by Mike Lindell over at MyPillow.com. Use promo code Stu. You know, Dr. Jane, just when I thought I had, look, I just got my mattress. By the way, if you're considering or are in need of a new mattress, holy smokes. The best rest that I have ever gotten, nice. Period. Might have something to do with the Roe v. Wade decision as well. I'm sleeping like a baby now. But I have to attribute at least some of us. This is the most comfortable mattress I have ever laid down on before ever. The MyPillow mattress, amazing. Huge discounts. But now, as if I didn't think that I was excited enough to have one of everything from MyPillow, here goes Mike Lindell with these sandals. Look at these things. Now $49.98 for MyPillow sandals. Everything that I've ever had from MyPillow has been the most comfortable. The pillows, the pajamas, the sweatpants, the slippers, all of it. But now, of course, Mike Lindell does it again with the sandals. All right, we're going to get into the questions. Chris with a K says, is there any information on how long a jab person sheds? Is it a little while after the shot or potentially forever?
It is potentially forever, because that's the short answer, because there is no turnoff mechanism that we are aware of. And I say that because there were two different studies that looked at this from a preclinical standpoint. One found that the shedding lasted up to about 60 days. The other one was 90 days. But here's the rub. They only measured it up to those time points. So that doesn't mean that it didn't go beyond that. So we really don't know the specific timeline, but from what we know of the technology, there is no turnoff mechanism yet. So again, keep your body healthy, take your supplements. It's all you can do right now till we have more details.
So the real endemic is not freaking fake bioweapon COVID. The real endemic is now the catastrophic side effects that we have to deal with because these people rushed out and got themselves injected with this bioweapon shot.
Pretty much.
Lovely. For the rest of our lives, handfuls of pills and supplements and all kinds of other stuff because of the selfishness by these people who had to go out there and get jabbed and then get their kids jabbed and kill them.
For a trip.
Insanity. Yeah. There are a handful of people who were malinformed or didn't have the right information or trusted Fox. Look, I have told my own personal immediate family, don't go get this. My dad went and got this stupid shot. He's been sick as a dog ever since. Oh, unbelievable. Man. Robin B., is the D-dimer test the only test to use to find out if a person has these clot things since they cannot be seen on a CT scan, etc.? Can the large ones show up on a CT? Thanks, Dr. Jane.
Yeah, I need to separate out a couple of things. The clots that the embalmers are finding are definitely, and that Mike Adams is currently analyzing and has some partial information, these are not blood clots. They're not from blood, they're not made of blood. So those are two separate things. People who've taken the shots that tend to develop blood clotting, real, you know, red blood clots from red blood cells, those folks can take the D-dimer, which will show you very early formation before they're large enough to be seen on scans or things like that. So I wanna make sure these are two different types of clots. One is the white fibrous stuff that the embalmers are pulling out. The other one are blood clots that people develop because their system's getting clogged up with these spike proteins and your blood is clotting in a defensive mode. So two different things in the D-dimer.
After seeing these things that come out of these bodies, some of them twice or three times the length of a body when they're stretched out.
Yes.
After seeing these things, it's hard to believe that they wouldn't show up on some kind of a scan.
They really don't, Stu. It's interesting. I don't know if they're translucent or transparent while the blood is still flowing and the person's alive, but they are not detectable with standard medical tests.
Well, there's no question they are coming out of people's bodies. I mean, we saw it laying there on the table or whatever this thing was laying on, and it was disgusting. Disgusting. Anonymous says, my question is, how is a synthetic mRNA made in the first place? How are these crazies making synthetic nucleotides? I thought that it would be like cell theory, which states new cells only come from existing cells. Thank you, Dr. Ruby. Bless you.
Thank you, and bless you too. Well, that's when you're talking about coming from other cells. That's in the natural organic processes of creating these materials. Remember, this was designed on a computer based on a sequence that we got uploaded to the World Genome Bank from China, of all places. So who knows what they uploaded? But these were created, and then the code was put into the human body to make these synthetic versions of these spike proteins. So two very different processes.
These crazies, this person calls these people. I've got a lot of other adjectives that I would like to use, actually. None of them appropriate. None of them appropriate for air, and Jesus wouldn't smile on me if I said the words that I would like to. Sheila Webb, is there any way to verify if you received an mRNA shot or just saline? Thanks. I think a lot of people probably have this question.
Yes, and there is no diagnostic test that I'm aware of. I would imagine if you were able to get it's very expensive to have your genome mapped out, and not everything it's not a perfect science yet. You can't map out everything about your genome, but if you could get, a decent a genomic analysis, you might see some synthetic change somewhere, but that is about the only thing I'm aware of.
What about
of.
That lot test, howbadisit.org or whatever that was? Remember, how bad is my shot? Or what was the name of that website when we were reporting on the lots that were delivered and you got something out of that lot? Would it be as specific as to whether or not you got saline or if you got the real thing?
No, that website is howbad.info for people who want to go look it up. That what they found is that within each lot, which could have up to 1.5 million doses, that's a lot. Within that lot, there could be maybe couple hundred thousand people that died or were maimed, and another couple hundred thousand that didn't have any side effects at all. But I want to remind people of something, Stu. Just because you don't have symptoms yet, and I'm not trying to scare people, if you took it a few months ago or last year, doesn't mean that something else isn't coming your way. So again, don't take any more. Focus on keeping your body as healthy as possible so that it can manage this.
Dr. Zev Zelenko, who we are praying for, by the way.
Absolutely.
And please, I hope everybody is in prayer for this fighter.
Every day.
This guy, a genius and a humanitarian of epic proportions. I mean, you really can't, there is no adjective to properly describe Dr. Zev Zelenko. I mean, this guy is an angel sent directly from God. Saved, thousands of lives in upstate New York while Cuomo was sending geriatrics to their most certain death intentionally and on purpose. And Dr. Zelenko was out here with the ZStack.com or the ZStackProtocol.com information. By the way, people should still be taking this stuff, ZStackProtocol.com. But he said, you have a ticking time bomb in you if you've received this injection. And so, again, not to drive the fear narrative, but you have to do things to protect yourself against all of this fallout. Anonymous back with another question. Are all the clots the embalmers are seeing from the same states or lot numbers? I keep thinking of when you reported on what Exposé News found a while back. Thank you and bless you, Dr. Jane and Stu.
Yeah, unfortunately, many of these embalmers that I've spoken to don't have access to a medical record or a hospital record, and they're not interacting with the family as the funeral director in that business would be doing. But they are able to get verification on the injection status. And so the majority of the patients, they have been able to verify. So people that are not jabbed are not necessarily, they just haven't been verified, and they have not been verified to have these clots.
One thing that we can verify, they are all dangerous, yes, most likely deadly. And, you know, just going back and thinking about this, you know, as I'm listening to you talk and this ticking time bomb thing, you know, this antibody-dependent enhancement, and I'm not a doctor and I'm not a medical expert. I'm not a microscopy expert. I don't really know what I'm looking at or what I'm hearing half the time. But, you know, I'm a fast study. I'm a quick learner. And so I think what I understand is that even if you had some sort of a benign cancer, you know, or something that your body would normally, with the God-given system that you have been able to thwart this or fight it off or defend against this, now your body is likely not capable of doing that. So what you're going to see is a lot more people that suddenly have cancer. Well, they would never have had it before, but now they do. Or other diseases, you know, or other things that your body naturally would fight is just now incapable of doing that. Is that right? I mean, so you're going to see rises in a whole lot of different causalities, you know, for death. But one thing we can be certain is that the median death age will more than likely decrease over the next decade as a result of the catastrophic attack that has taken place on the world via these shots.
Yes, absolutely. And every time there is a cluster of something, Stu, they come out with a distraction that because they don't want people to make the conclusion that it's from these shots. They just, you know, the shingles and, you know, we're having an outbreak of HIV all of a sudden. No, it's, we predicted it. Every frontline doctor predicted it. It's antibody-dependent enhancement. Those who've taken the shots have a degraded immune system, and it's becoming clearer and clearer. It's not something else. It's not monkeypox. It's your immune systems are failing, and these organisms are opportunistic. Things that never would have infected you or made you sick before will make the injected sick.
Are you about willing to say that, you know, 100% of the people who are going to get this monkeypox are vaccinated people? Inoculated people that have taken this mRNA shot?
Nothing's ever 100%. You know, it's very hard.
But you think that that's what this is? This is the fallout from the shots?
No question. It's falling about 18 months, which is what people like Dr. Dolores Cahill predicted. I mean, Dr. Montagnier, who passed away, the Nobel Prize, they all predicted, you watch, about 18 to 24 months, it's really going to get hit. These people who took these shots are going to get sick with, and they're going to get sick with so many varied illnesses. And this is what's happening, Stu, that they're not putting it together.
Stop taking the shots. Don't take the shots. Stop having gay butt sex. Don't participate in that depravity, and you'll be okay. Dr. Jane Ruby, thank you so much. It's all brought to you by MyPillow.com. Again, MyPillow.com. I zoomed in on your screen there for some reason. There you go. You still look beautiful, though, by the way. Every day, all the time. Beautiful soul, beautiful brain, beautiful mind, beautiful person all the way around. Thank you so much. Mike Lindell thinks so, too, which is why he sponsors and powers this segment. You can get your questions in at Dr. Jane Ruby on Telegram. More of The Stu Peters Show continues in 60 seconds. Go nowhere.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for all your support during these times of cancel culture. They've canceled our box stores, our shopping channels. Now they've even tried to debank me, and it's all because they want our voice canceled. Buying today also helps support Stu Peters' show, which is one of the best podcasts, best shows you're ever going to watch, because he speaks out like it is. He tells the news. What a concept. Well, today I'm going to pass the savings on to you. You get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99. And if you order today, I'm going to give you my book free. By the way, my book, this is the American Dream. This is what it is. This is what we're all fighting for. This is what we're not going to give up on. We're not going to lose our freedoms. You use promo code STU. You guys, this is the best price in history because of your great support. Thank you all, and God bless.
Well, you probably recognize the name Carrie Madej. Her appearance on our show last September has collected more than 3 million views on Rumble alone. It was included in our Best of 2021 show at the end of last year. Dr. Madej has been a crusader for the truth about the Pfizer and Moderna jabs and the real impact that they're having on the people receiving them. Well, right now, Dr. Madej and her boyfriend are both in intensive care after crashing in a small engine plane. Now, small planes can be dangerous, of course. But this isn't the first time that a promoter of holistic medicine has died or nearly died in unexpected or mysterious circumstances. Erin Elizabeth has covered many of those cases in the last half decade during her work on TV. She's also a friend and colleague of Dr. Madej, and she joins us now. Erin, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu. Honored to be here as always.
So are you willing to say or opining that this is potentially a mysterious plane crash, or was this just simply an engine failure?
You know, I grew up in a family of pilots. My father actually passed having a heart attack while flying. So, but from what I have learned so far, there is a distinct possibility that the plane could have been tampered. I think it was a Piper, a single engine, that it could have been tampered with. But I think it's too soon to say.
Have you spoken with Carrie?
I have not. Nope. I have talked with many of our close mutual friends, and I just saw they did an update recently because a lot has been out there about their sustained injuries. And they just said on the site that they're not going to go into detail about that on the website. I saw that moments before, but I think it's been out there in our, and they even said, I have not published an article on it, but articles have been published going into details on the actual injuries. But I think it's just safe to say that those sustained injuries that she and Billy will be okay, although it looks like they'll have a road ahead of them of recovery.
Do you know the details about this trip? I heard that it was a two-leg trip and that this crash happened on the second leg. Is that right?
Yes, they were returning from, so they were coming back from here in Florida. I'm in Florida, and they were not with us or anything, but they were then flying back and in Warm Springs, Georgia, when something strange happened with the plane and it descended. I mean, they had only very few moments to make a decision on what they were going to do. So, that's been published out there, and so I will just say that it was miraculous that they survived, were able to land the plane considering what happened, and were able to survive. I think it could have gone either way. So we're very grateful that they're both with us, and praying, of course, that they'll recover quickly.
Of course, first of all, you know, when you hear something like this, we get a lot of information here at the program that's just bunk. It's terrible. It's garbage. It's a distraction. It's fake news. So obviously, when we heard about this happening, we looked into it immediately and then obviously confirmed that it was true. That's when I posted it on my Telegram channel. The thing is amassing nearly 100,000 different shares because everybody is extremely worried about Dr. Madej and, you know, holistic doctors and dissident doctors in general. We had Dr. Zev Zelenko on this program to expose that he and Dr. Brian Artis were both on hit lists manufactured by Pfizer. So this is nothing new for you, is it?
It's no surprise. And I should say that I'm finding out with updates on Dr. Carey from close friends, but I'm reluctant after their update that they're not wanting to go into detail yet. And I understand that, but no, it's not. I started reporting in June. So it is June now. So 2015, which is now, I think, 7 years ago, this month, and on the death of Dr. Bradstreet was the first in my series. I've also interviewed his immediate family. And then it just went from there. So many of our colleagues, like Dr. Bradstreet, and our friends, even our neighbors here in Florida, I think there were three fathers on Father's Day weekend, 2015. Dr. Bradstreet was one of those. I think two out of three were in Florida. He was the one who had used to practice down here, and he was in Georgia, and that died under mysterious circumstances. And then it just snowballed. And we have over 100 in the series since June 2015, with Dr. Bradstreet being the first in that series. But really, it was a toss-up since we had three Father's dead Father's Day weekend, all three holistic doctors, all mysterious circumstances. And Dr. Bradstreet was, well, they said at first that somehow he was able to hold this gun, which he couldn't have done, to shoot himself in the middle of a raging river after he couldn't get into the hotel room because it wasn't quite ready. You know, so it's just, I mean, and I've done a couple of TV shows, including Discovery, with the forensic scientist, PhD from Yale, who explained that is, you know, completely impossible that he was able to take his own life. But they the small towns, they'll rule him, no offense to local sheriffs, or, but very strangely, they'll rule him, they'll rule them as alleged suicide or suicide within, you know, 24 hours when it's physically, scientifically impossible. Very strange. So, and we've had other plane, a couple plane crashes in the series of 100 as well.
Well, there's unconfirmed reports that President Trump was recently involved in some sort of an emergency landing on board his private plane. There's been other recent private plane, you know, incidents, I guess that you could say, one involving Lynn Wood, who didn't get on the plane or did, or the plane had issues shortly thereafter. I don't remember exactly the details about that particular incident, but people who speak out against Big Pharma, people who speak out against the globalist cabal and this criminal enterprise that is our government, are often targets of this type of an assassination attempt. And so it's not unreasonable to suspect that there were mysterious or suspicious circumstances surrounding, you know, this Piper aircraft and Dr. Carrie Madej. Now, she was in the hospital and underwent surgery. We understand that her condition is slowly improving and that she was moved from critical to, I think, stable condition or serious condition at this point. Do you know about the extent of or the exact nature of her injuries?
I have, yes, some of those have been, I have discussed with our close mutual friends, other doctors, and only because moments before, but I think, I mean, we've already seen that it's been published about injuries, especially with her leg, I think the foot and possible spinal, you know, the spinal fractures. So, but I have, yeah, you know, I understand that they are concerned for whatever reason on the latest update I saw with going into real specific details. But yeah, I do know that she underwent some surgeries and it she is out of critical. And yeah, I feel that having had injuries in the past and it's never that severe. It's I mean, I know it's going to be a road to recovery, and probably I would not a medical doctor, but would imagine more surgeries and a lot of rehab for her to and her significant other who was flying for them to heal. We just hope and pray that they do. But yeah, it's really, really tragic. And we're just glad they're alive. But, you know, I didn't know until this past weekend, several friends contacted me, including one good friend in Georgia. They'd always been telling me about Dr. Carrie, and she and I have done a number of events together, but I never understood that it was the same Carrie Madej until this. And it just clicked when a friend texted me and she said, and we've met and we're friends. And she said, gosh, it was Dr. Carrie who told me about you. She had allegedly shut her practice or was nervous about the holistic doctor deaths. And this is before she and I had, Carrie and I had done events together. And I said, I had no idea it was the same one. It all made sense. Oh, that was the one in Georgia. That's Dr. Carrie. That it just, I never put two and two together. So, you know, you get so busy in this world. And so, yeah, I think she had been, she was very well aware of the series that I wrote. And, you know, it's just, I'm so glad she's not in the series and that she's going to survive this and that they will heal. But but it's really frightening when you see things it like is. This happen.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
If you just had one, you know, some people will say, well, maybe that could be explained. Maybe it was engine trouble. Maybe it was this. But then when you have so many, and even we'd have, there are several in the series where you had two in a day or three in a weekend or, you know, in 48 hours and so many that it's a small community. We knew so many of these doctors that were either, like I said, our neighbors, colleagues or friends. And it's just, so with the deaths, it's yeah, it's really tough. And the family members still are asking for answers all these years later that they're not getting.
You know, I don't think that the enemy really understands that you can take us out, But that's only going to amplify our voice. And I don't think that they understand that God wins. I called Kerry on her cell phone, you know, obviously, while trying to vet this information, not knowing the seriousness of her injuries, not knowing even if it was true at that point that she had been involved with a plane crash. I did get her voicemail, and I left her a message just letting her know, as for the Peters family, we're praying for her. And so right now, I want to ask the whole Stu crew, the whole Stu Peters Show tribe, to please keep Dr. Kerry Madej and her boyfriend in your prayers and lift them up. We're thanking God right now that he spared them and is allowing them to be here to continue so that Dr. Kerry Madej can continue to expose the evil agenda that is behind these shots and everything else that the medical industrial complex is unrolling on us. Erin Elizabeth, for your work, we thank you so much and thank you for your time today. We appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you. You too. Thanks.
Of course, anytime. Make sure that you check out Erin Elizabeth's work, by the way, at healthnutnews.com. All right, Stu crew, pay attention. We need you to have a strong and dominant brain all day long. From the moment that you wake up in the morning, be ready to process and make sense out of the information that you're receiving. You need a dominant brain. Well, we can help you with this. Go to Newtopia.com/Stu Peters and check out these brain supplements from Newtopia. Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. The products there are 100% safe, 100% not addictive, 100% legal, but you would think that they should be illegal. I mean, for crying out loud, the focus and clarity and drive and aggression and things that can all be channeled, your brain firing on all cylinders from the minute that you wake up. No extended snooze button hitting times, no shot of caffeine required, no cup of coffee required before you're ready to process information and do it with clarity. In the gym, need some added aggression? Boom, on demand, no problem. Tired of alcohol and the hangovers? Replace it with the brain supplements from Newtopia. Yes, Gabalicious, great one for the evening time. Puts you in that euphoric state of, I don't know, it's just awesome. You have to try it for yourself. Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Again, Newtopia.com/Stu Peters.
Uncle Sam says you're a terrorist if you know vaccines are dangerous, but the real Osama bin boosted are getting sick, and Fauci can't hide it. One man has had enough of the madness. There's a sheriff coming after the shot shills.
I'm going after them individually. Every single one of them, individually. I'm coming after you. Every one of them I am.
Christopher Key has founded Vaccine Police, and he will arrest tyranny.
Then they can be hung up and they can be executed. So this stops. It stops here, guys. Let's go in.
Vaccine mandates for kids? No. Mask mandates for little Mikey? Heck no. School boards have been put on notice.
No man is evil, and I know man is all about money and power.
It's open season on treason. Vaccine police are on patrol. Old Bill Clutchill, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when vaccine police come for you? Resist. Go to vaccine-police.com. Forget the woo flu. Back the blue. Vaccine-police.com.
Keith Menefee is a retired Navy senior chief in special operations. Since retiring from the service, Keith has been crisscrossing the country to raise money for American veterans. Earlier this year, he embarked on an 800-mile voyage along the Atlantic Intercoastal Waterway in a custom-built 22-foot two-man kayak, nonetheless, to raise money for the Gary Sinise Foundation, or as you might have heard it, nicknamed the Lieutenant Dan Foundation. Of course, as you know, Gary Sinise played Lieutenant Dan in Forrest Gump, and ever since, he's been a passionate advocate for this country's servicemen. Well, Keith's voyage has taken him to a lot of far-flung parts of this country. He's met a lot of people. This has all given him a lot of perspective on what this country really is and what its people are really like. Keith says America is definitely not what you would see watching CNN or Fox News. We wanted to have him on to talk more about that, and Keith joins us now. Keith, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
So the real America is not seen on TV.
I would completely agree with that statement. I've found nothing but warm and loving people who have really bent over backwards and been very, non-transactional in their relationships with us. Most of the marinas that we've stopped at, they didn't even charge us. We've had free places to stay, stayed on boats, camped out in places, and it's been quite the journey. It's been exciting, and just the people have been the best part of it.
Why do you think it is that America is so oftentimes demonized on, for example, CNN or Fox?
I'm not quite sure, to be honest. Maybe it's just, you know, general inner city life and everybody on the water just seems to be happy. That could be some of that. But it seemed like these people were doing things and had goals and really had great stories to tell about where they came from and who they are and just appreciated living here as opposed to working the grind and sitting in a cubicle 12 hours and complaining online about stuff.
Yeah, or serving this country and getting shot at and risking your life. to make the ultimate sacrifice for the country. Does that actually warm you to know that there was something that was worth fighting for?
Oh, absolutely. I thought about a lot of my brothers every day on this trip, and that was a big reason to kind of have the time to really think about some of the losses that we've taken and you know, try to help out too, if we can, with the fundraising aspect of this thing.
Yeah. America is worth fighting for. I mean, and the people that are here are worth fighting and dying for, and their rights, their inherent God-given inalienable rights that you recognize that they have because of the blood that your brothers have shed and that you were willing to shed and possibly did. I don't know a whole lot about your service, and I don't know how much of it you can actually talk about here, being special ops or whatever else. But thank you, obviously, from the bottom of our heart. I know it sounds cliche, but we really do honor you.
Thank you.
Raised a whole lot of money for veterans, for the Gary Sinise Foundation, the Lieutenant Dan Foundation. You're still raising money for this. Where does the money go?
So the money goes directly to the Gary Sinise Foundation. We don't take any overhead or anything like that. Everybody can donate online. We have links on both our Instagram and Facebook pages for that. And the part of the foundation that we're specifically raising money for is the RISE Foundation. And that is, you know, they go out of their way to build smart homes for people who have lost limbs, paraplegics, quadriplegics, and serious wounded individuals, not just military, but also first responders as well.
Have you talked to people, you know, throughout the country, specifically about the military industrial complex, the neocons and the warmongers in the DC Beltway looking to enrich and empower themselves off the back of the taxpayer, $40 billion to Ukraine, the ridiculous purging of the military? I mean, what are Americans actually saying out there about all of this goings on?
So everybody's super supportive of the military, and everybody understands, you know, since that first speech when, you know, everybody said beware of the military industrial complex, that there's some of that that's obviously a driving force, especially in DC. But out in the wild, you don't really see too much about it. People have opinions. It's a lot of talk about Ukraine, Russia right now, and how we can respond or shouldn't be responding to that. So I've heard quite a few opinions on it that are pretty interesting.
Yeah. I don't know where your service took you, but here in this country, it seems that the America First mentality and the use of our military and the abominable treatment, really, of our servicemen that we honor with these vaccine mandates and the purge and the transgender indoctrination, Ramstein Air Force Base in Germany having drag queen story hour. This is not what young men and women envision when they sign up to make that sacrifice and die for our country, is it? I mean,
I agree. I mean, the perspective of service has changed over the years. And obviously we have to come out and we do training whenever something changes major in the community. But there was a big, there was a lot of controversy over the vaccine mandates, right? With the MNRA being kind of a newer, not, doesn't feel as tested as like the polio and smallpox and anthrax and everything that we've gotten throughout our careers. But, and I actually know a few people who were sidelined operationally because of it. The military was kind of hard on some of the religious exemptions and stuff at first, but I think it's coming around and people are seeing both sides of the story, more evidence coming out and stuff like that. And I mean, the military is a decent testbed for vaccines. I understand that aspect of it, but because we have a general healthier population that is in the military. But as far as all the other stuff, most people sign up because they really want to serve. They really want to do something that's worthwhile and be part of something bigger than themselves. And honestly, a lot of people on a personal side that I've talked to recently, they don't really pay too much attention to all what's a good word for that? Not craziness, but just all the drama surrounding that you see on TV is fed to you 24 hours a day. But most of these people are just living their lives normally and could kind of care less, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, it does. And sitting in this chair, it's hard to ignore. Obviously, the information superhighway is just like,
obviously.
I mean, the news cycle used to be about 24 hours, and now I think it's about 24 seconds, the way that things are changing quickly. And so we have, you know, this overhead view of everything that's happening. So obviously we develop an opinion as a show and as a platform, and me personally, based on the things that we hear. It's all the information that we have, so we have to look at it from that viewpoint. And so for me, it's like, with the way that the military has been treated and depleted, it almost seems like it's intentional. And, you know, that comes right at the same time that we're gearing up to go fight in some conflict that's really reminiscent of Afghanistan, That was a 20-year calamity that ended tragically and, I mean, abruptly, and it was embarrassing almost the way that that thing carried on for 20 years. And these young men that signed up to fight for our military, for our country, were infants at the time that the towers came down on September 11th, had no idea really what they were fighting for, and it seemed that we accomplished basically nothing while the Taliban just continued to gain control every day. That's the view that we have from this show. Is that accurate?
I think it is pretty accurate. I mean, I was in D.C. When the Pentagon and the Twin Towers were attacked. So I got to see it from day one, knew why we were going over. And once we accomplished our goals, the goal was never to teach nationalism or create a country out of Afghanistan, but that's kind of seemed what everybody was doing. And I think the risk aversion in the administration at the time across the board was it leads to mistakes that cost people's lives, especially that the exfil of Afghanistan was probably one of the most abysmal exits of a military conflict in history. It was embarrassing and people died for no reason. There was a way better tactical place to do it. And everybody in the military knows about it. They're pretty open about discussing that, to be honest.
And those that didn't die, a lot had their lives changed forever. They come back wounded, both physically and mentally. The psychological damage that's done to veterans is, I mean, the things that you see are not the things that the normal Americans who you talk to throughout this 800-mile trek that finishes up, by the way, tomorrow in Fort Pierce, Florida, is not the same. It's these people cannot comprehend the things that you've seen unless you've actually been there firsthand and seen it. And so we recognize that, and so do you, and that's why you're raising money for the Gary Sinise Foundation, which I think is just absolutely excellent. Where can people go to find this link on your Facebook and Instagram? Go ahead and shamelessly plug all of your stuff because we want to be huge supporters of this.
Awesome. Thank you. If you look up hashtag Alpha Delta Romeo 800, ADR 800, it'll a bunch of stuff will come up. But the page on Facebook is actually Atlantic Ditch Run 800. The ICW is commonly referred to as the ditch. That's why we named that. And we're going 800 nautical miles. It's actually 806. And then on our Instagram, it's the same thing with underscores between each word.
How are you feeling personally?
I'm pretty good. I'm kind of antsy to finish everything up. This has been a wild, very long journey, and we've seen a lot of really cool stuff, a few hair-raising moments here and there. So it's kind of bittersweet to finish it, but at the same time, you know, pretty exciting.
Physically or mentally more challenging?
That's a great question. The mentally challenging part was part of the physically challenging part, if that makes sense, because I would say mentally more so than physically, just because there's a lot of it that looks the same. You know, you're kind of out in the middle of nowhere. Fear of the unknown type stuff. You don't know what's going to happen. Storms come, that kind of thing. It's not scary, but it's definitely, you have to be on your, you have to be aware of what's going on around you.
Do you have any contact with any like large apex predators out there?
We did. We saw, we actually landed in a marina that was pretty much infested with alligators. They're protected in South Carolina. So, but nobody feeds them or anything. So they were pretty, benign. They're kind of cool to see, tons of dolphins, which, you know, they're not violent. Haven't seen a shark, bunch of stingrays, bunch of jellyfish, that kind of stuff. We did have a wild boar about 200 pounds walk up on us in the woods one day when we were camping. That was kind of exciting for a second. But outside of that, we haven't seen any bears or anything.
Wow. No sharks yet, though.
No sharks,
and,
no.
And you're going to be finishing up tomorrow. So
yes, sir.
we're going to pray that you don't run into the apex predator of the deep blue. Keith Menefee, thank you so much, both for your service and for your continued service and what you're doing for our country now. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Stu. It's great to meet you.
Wow, great story. I hope everybody donates to this Gary Sinise Foundation in the name of Keith Menefee. Can you imagine what a real man that is right there? Risking it all, quite literally, to raise this money for the Gary Sinise Foundation, the Lieutenant Dan Foundation, as you may have heard of this, for veterans of this country. Great story, the real look at America that he has seen. But out there in the middle of the ocean, not having any idea what's below you in a freaking kayak. That's an alpha male right there. Hat tip to Keith Menefee. All right, I want to talk to you a little bit about magnesium breakthrough. Did you know that 75% of Americans actually have a magnesium deficiency? And that is a really big deal. Very concerning. Added stress and anxiety and low mood and depression and sleepless nights lead to all kinds of health problems and even an early grave. Don't be that person. 75% of Americans. Wow, I had no idea the importance of magnesium, but Magnesium Breakthrough has the seven most valuable forms of that very important mineral, all in one capsule. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters and do the research for yourself. Magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Prevent the sleepless nights and the low mood and the anxiety and the stress can all be dealt with the proper amounts of magnesium in your body. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Use promo code StuPeters10 at checkout for 10% off plus free shipping when you go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Always happy to be joined by this guy right here, Carlos Cortez, the independent fiduciary that you should go visit right now at AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. What do you have coming up tomorrow on your webinar?
Hey, we're going to be talking about all these woke companies and abortion, how it affects your spiritual life, and you are literally participating unwillingly in abortion-driven clinics, and we want to be exposing these companies on our podcast this week as well as AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com.
You know, I didn't even think about that. People are investing to fund abortion, the murder of babies, and they don't even know it. Stop dealing with these globalist financial advisors. Do business with Cortez Wealth Management. Go to AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com right now. Again, AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Till tomorrow at this time, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it. May they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it. Because, you know, we're the ones that's used to it. Stu Crew, baby. Remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car. And when they do, see